It's a me, it's Silas. Today, on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, we are talking about the new movie, The Super Mario Brothers Movie.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This picture is timeless. Love it like it, oh, we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This picture is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Today, I am doing a movie review of the new movie, The Super Mario Brothers Movie. That's the full title. Got to say movie in it or they get upset. This is a movie starring Chris Pratt, basically. I mean, there's other people in it, but everyone knew it was coming out. Because of Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt's little voice popping in on the trailer got people up in arms about, is Chris Pratt going to do justice to Mario? Why didn't they get Charles Martinet? I believe that's how you pronounce his name. Could be French, and I'm mispronouncing it. But, you know, who voiced Mario in past games. But this is a film which is possibly close to the heart for a lot of people because so many of us grew up on the Super Mario Brothers games. And now myself, I got the first one, first Nintendo Super Mario Brothers, played that. I didn't play a bunch of the others. I would occasionally try out some of it. I liked it. I just didn't really have one of the newer systems. So I would play with occasionally. Love Mario Kart. Mario Kart was super fun. I love delving into the Mario world and seeing what that's all about occasionally. And I mean, but I've never really followed the lore, but I've loved Mario. I love Mario's imagery. And from the first time I saw the trailer, I was like, wow, this looks really good. It's this looks incredible, which is weird because it's like, well, it looks like a video game. Like a little better than a video game, but it still looks like a video game, but it's an iteration. That's not the right word, but this version of Mario is it's really fun. It's very playful. The color palettes, it's very nice. And I've a lot of things to say about this film. And I'm interested to see. I will take my children to see it. I think I'm a little nervous that they're going to be scared of Bowser, but I will be interested how I feel about it after a second viewing. Undoubtedly. But here it is. The Mario Brothers movie, 2023 PG, called An Action Adventure. 1 hour, 32 minutes, so not too long. Written by Matthew Fogel, directed by Aaron Horvath and Michael Jelinek. All right. So the cast, Chris Pratt as Mario, Anya Taylor-Joy as Princess Peach, Charlie Day as Luigi, Jack Black as Bowser, Keegan-Michael Key as Toad, Seth Rogen as Donkey Kong, Fred Armisen as Cranky Kong, Sebastian Maniscalco as Foreman Spike, Charles Martinet, who voiced Mario and Luigi in the Mario games, has various cameos, and final Kevin Michael Richardson as K-Mac, who I'm not sure if K-Mac is in the games. I think I've seen him before, but he plays like a wizard in this. But of course, they're all just voiceovers of everybody. The story. This is the story they said. With the help of Princess Peach, Mario gets ready to square off against the all-powerful Bowser to help his plans from conquering the world. And I mean, it's is that accurate? Yeah, I mean, to a degree, it is. What it leaves out, which, you know, I don't do spoil. I try not to do spoilers on there. So if I do, they should be very mild. The movie takes place in this Mushroom Kingdom is a primary location of a lot of it. It starts off in real world, starts off in Mario in a Marioized Brooklyn, New York, right? And they are Mario and Luigi are plumbers, and then some little events happen that get them, unknown to them why, and unknown to them why, they get sucked into a vortex and tunnels, and they get separated in there to different worlds within this Mario, well, this world, and they are separated, and then Mario lands in Mushroom Kingdom, Luigi lands in a different world, and then it is a story of Mario going to find and save his brother, but also in there he meets Princess Peach, and Bowser is coming because Bowser's in love with Princess Peach and wants her, and then but he's gonna, you know, he will take his hand in marriage or destroy them, and so they're off to go and stop Bowser and at the same time save Luigi is the goal. So that's really the story of it all. I never know. You should tell me whether how much, like, I read a lot of reviews of movies I've seen, and I don't like when they tell me too much. I don't like it. I get upset. So I don't read a lot of reviews unless I've already read it. And I don't know whether you're watching these or reading this or listening to this from home after you saw the film, so maybe I shouldn't worry about it so much. That's why I'm doing the discussion episodes, or film club as we're calling it, so that we can all, we have all watched and I know we're on the same spot, but I just don't like to spoil too many things here. So I feel like I'm like a coded messenger as I talk about other things. Okay. The best things about the film, the nostalgia. First off, it's very nostalgic to my childhood. You know, I'm watching the film and you see all these little things. One weird thing that I want to talk about, Mario, when he's home in New York, he goes into his room and plays a Nintendo Entertainment System. And I'm like, so obviously he's playing a Nintendo Entertainment System. What game came with that for free? This is the original one, not Super Mario Brothers, because that's him, right? What games are in this? What games are in the Nintendo lexicon without Mario? Right? Like, what? Because he doesn't exist in that. The same way that Picard does not exist. In Picard's universe, there is no Star Trek world, right? There's no Star Trek TV show in the Kirk world, right? That doesn't exist. So there should be no Mario world, Mario game, in the Mario universe itself, right? So that threw me off. But anyway, nostalgia, I'm seeing all these games from childhood. And it's weird to say, oh, I'm seeing it come to life, because I'm not really seeing it come to life, but it feels like that, even though, like, well, it was always animated, but, and the later ones, like, oh yeah, this looks like the animation to it, but for some reason, seeing it on a big screen makes it feel extra. And that's the thing about the film. I think you're missing a huge part if you don't see it in the theater, because you'll never see this that big, even if you go, like, well, it's like a video game. Except, do you have like a 300-foot screen? I don't think so. So seeing it that big is impressive. And so that nostalgia part, and you want it to work. You hear the sounds, you hear the music. It really hits you in those levels. And that could be why the film keeps moving for me, is it stays interesting from that nostalgic standpoint, first of all. Number two, about I will say about half the time, they did a great job translating the world in which Mario of the game is in into a movie. And for me, that's where I think about how he jumps around, how he eats mushrooms, how he gets superpowers, cubes, and the bouncing between levels. About half the time, maybe a little more, I think they did a really good job with that. The Mario Karting in the game, that's really nice how they kind of made it work. And maybe it's well more than half. I will say like a quarter of the time, especially early on in the movie, I did not like that. I thought they did stupid setups, whether they were just corny or dumb or like, you're just trying too hard, buddy. I didn't like how they were just making them do stuff that looked like superhero. It just, or like a Super Mario game. It just seems stupid. But then they did stuff in the second half, maybe a little more, that was like, oh, this is what you should be doing. This is how you translate it into live action. Much like, I'd say Tomb Raider. There was a Tomb Raider movie. The last Tomb Raider movie did a really good job of translating a video game into a movie. So, yeah, got to say that. Number three. Like I touched on the visually stunningness of it. Like it is beautiful. It is a beautiful, there's probably not a frame in this that isn't wonderful from a nostalgic standpoint of like, I liked Mario and look at that. That's a big giant, Princess Peach. There's a big giant Toad. This is kind of cool. Bowser's impressive in a lot of ways. Which brings me to number four. Jack Black is absolutely wonderful as Bowser. He does a great, great job in the character work of the voice, bringing through the emotion. I can't wait to see behind the scenes on this to see how much he may have improvised and they added in stuff from it. It was fun. It was a lot of fun to me. Jack Black. Thank you, Jack Black, for doing this. Now the worst things about the film. Weak character development, I'll say. Yeah, I can't help it. It felt weak to me. I'm sorry. The character development. I don't see Mario grow in this movie. I mean, maybe with some magic mushrooms, but as a character and his emotions, I want to see an imperfect person trying to better themselves, and I don't really feel like I saw that. I don't see him go to a next level. Yeah, sure, he did in a video game, but not as a human. And he says he's human in this, right? I just don't see any development of him. Yeah, does he have a story arc that's complete? Yeah. And am I asking too much from a cartoon? I don't think so. I think Disney and Pixar and a lot of DreamWorks animation studio, there's you can grow in a cartoon, and it just doesn't, at least not to me. I don't see an arc of, I don't see an arc. To a degree, his character's a little boring, you know, like he wants something more out of life, and that's good. And there's some things interesting about him, but it's, yeah, I didn't care whether he went to save Luigi or not. I was like, if he doesn't make it, I'm okay, because I didn't care about either of them before they got separated. Not much other than nostalgia, and you can't just live off nostalgia for a story. Number two, I think they spent too much time being cute and not enough time just making the movie, making a story. Just make the story. Just do the story well. Don't worry about, oh, look, that's like a Donkey Kong game in the background, which doesn't make sense also, because there's a Donkey Kong in the story. Quit trying to be cute. I get it. I get, flowers. You're going to shoot fire with that. That's great. Add those in. But develop the story. Make the characters more interesting. Instead, they just went for oh, here's a cute little throwback, a cute thing. Oh, people will dig this about it. And I did. But then I felt hollow and empty inside because you didn't fill me with story. And I'll say, some of the early time in the film, this is my number three, where they tried to make the movie look like a game, was stupid. I said that before. They improved it later on, but it was stupid in the beginning. Particularly them running to the disaster happening in New York. It just looked stupid. Like they're going to, oh, you're just making it like the, like a game. Oh, look, Castle Burger. Oh, like a castle. Like he ends up in the end of each level. Ha 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 ha. No. I gotta say, maybe the first half of the movie, I was a little bored. I was bordering on the edge. Like I'm entertained. I am entertained because it's a movie and I like Mario and I mean, I'm kind of into it, but I'm kind of bored. And I'm like, well, can I take my kids to see this? Could I sit through this again? Like, I don't know if I can sit through this again. And then it started picking up and got a little more interesting, a little more engaging. But the first half, I was a little nervous about it, whether I was going to be bored. Like, and it's hard because it wasn't like bad. It didn't feel bad. I couldn't say this is awful. It wasn't Morbius, but it was just not that interesting. I was just not. If I titled it as another movie, I'd say, I'm just not that into you, Mario. Kind of like Peach. But I just wasn't that into it. And I was sad about that. I wanted to be into it. And my gosh, like I know, like if you've been reading my reviews, which you can on the website, I put up more reviews on the website than I possibly will ever do podcasts for, right? Go to the website. I've been talking about Marvel movies and superhero movies, about them trying to inject too much humor into the story instead of just making it a serious story to make it important. And weirdly, I'm going to go in the opposite with this. Like they did a little bit try to make it serious. They had some jokes, but I felt like they could have used more jokes. This is a film that could have used a lot more. It would have made it more entertaining for sure. And solid jokes. And I felt like, oh, they were like, hey, wouldn't it be funny if Mario had to do this? And they're like, yeah, let's have him do this. Okay, that'll be funny. But that's the problem. That is a premise. That is a premise without a punchline. And that only works a little bit. And that's what would happen. That Mario would be sent into this area. Like, oh, Mario, you're going to do this obstacle course. And won't that be funny? Because it's kind of like, that's kind of what you do in every game, right? Okay, let's have you do that. All right, he's doing that. Yeah, he's still doing it. It's cute. It's adorable. Nostalgic. All right, where's the punchline? Never happened. Punchline wasn't there. Just guess we're just doing a bunch of premises without hitting a punchline to get out of it. You know, and that's what the movie just felt like that all the time. Just a bunch of premises for a joke, but they never did the joke. They never did the punchline. To do a joke, you have to premise and a punchline. They only did one. So wasn't fully conceived, as you might say. Didn't incubate all the way. Yeah, it's this movie's hard for me. Like I can't say I disliked it. I can't say I did not like the movie at all. One of the reviewers leaving, I forget which one, and I don't know if he'd want me to quote him anyway. He was like, cute movie, but I think it's more fun to play the game. And I think that sums it up great for me. They didn't make this a movie that I needed to see. I did not need to see this at all. There was nothing, like, it didn't bring Mario to another level. It doesn't change anything in the Mario universe. It didn't enlighten me about anything in it, really. It didn't help me. There is nothing about this film that improved Mario for me. I would rather have played the game that 90 minutes, I think. Or I could have watched someone on YouTube play the game much better than I can play. That would have worked. I just don't. Yeah. It's very hard. So I can't say. I didn't enjoy. Did I enjoy it? Oh, it kept me interested. It wasn't. I'm not. Did I like it? Probably going to get a like minus for me, I think. Like minus. Oh, Mario. But I will say, okay, I was a harsh critic of Chris Pratt from the trailer. I think he was better than I thought. He would be. The movie was better. I thought the movie was going to be utter garbage. And it wasn't utter garbage. I say I would bring my kids to it. I think they might be a little scared of Bowser. But if I give them popcorn and candy, they might be able to push past it. And I want them to, so they can get to the colorful sections of the film and enjoy that. I think that there's a real good potential that they'll be like, oh, that was awesome. So I don't think it's horrible for a kids movie, but for adults, I think I can definitely see challenging. If you're into artsy movies, you may not like this at all, unless nostalgia hits you a little bit more and you're like, okay, yeah, I want to see Mario on a big screen. That's where it is. I try to think of the lesson on this film, and I'm like, I can't keep leaving a blank, but, In the end, I think I'm going to go with the idea that Mario perpetuates. He says something early on about how the two brothers are stronger together. And so together, how they can't be defeated. And I think strength in numbers is really the best lesson I can get from this. Maybe. Really didn't teach me a lot. I think there's dangerous things to taught you, like eat magic mushrooms. I don't think that's a good message. Probably something on the power of love, but I'd say, you're stronger together, which we all kind of know. So it's kind of a redundant lesson. Is it rewatchable? Maybe with the kids. I would not. There's not a chance I would watch this again on my own. I'll say that. Just me sitting there, it pops on. I'm going to keep flicking. It's not going to make me stop and watch. It's oh my gosh. So my final word about the film will be this. It's not as bad as I thought it would be. It is worth seeing Mario on the big screen if you are a fan of Mario and Nintendo and that playful world. Bring your kids. Bring some popcorn with you. Experience Mario, but don't expect Mario to move you in any way. This is not next generation filmmaking of animation, to say the least. That's what I got to say about it. And so I got my 3L system, love it, like it, or lose it. So is it, I'm going to give it a like minus because I think you should see it in a theater. I do think you should. I think streaming, being on the little screen is going to make it feel a little bit more like a video game already, right? So if you're going to be impressed by this film, it's only going to happen in a movie theater. And I know they're expensive, but you got to bring your kid to something. There's not a lot out there right now for them, right? It's PG. It's not even PG-13. PG-13, maybe they could have had some funnier jokes in it or something. Maybe could add a connection between characters. I don't know how you have connections between animated characters, but it does happen. We do see it in other movies. So I know it's possible. So I can't let you go on that. This is probably better than the last one, which I have like barely any memory of. They made one, I think, in the 90s, which was, was not great. This, it's not horrible. It's not great. So I'll give it a like minus. And that's it, folks. That's this episode of You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Again, this review will be published, a little shorter version, just published out there on the website for you to read. We got a video cast, which you could be watching right now, or we got a podcast version, which you might be listening to right now. And go to YouTube, go to the main website, youre watching a movie.com, to subscribe to the other mediums that you're not on right now. We're coming out. We got film club going on, old films. People bring them in, have discussions about these films that they loved. Tune in for that. Like, subscribe, share with this. Everybody, we're going for it. 2023. This podcast, we're going to make it all happen right here. So thank you for tuning in. And thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference, love. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah.